This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there is so much craziness going on in the news, right? There's so much craziness going on out there that the left embraces his normality. I just don't get it. I never have. I know. I'm going to start off right where I left off last hour. It's not what I meant to do, by the way. Anyway, you'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you call in. You can send me an email. That would be cool. Right? If you don't want to send me an email and you don't want to call in, I don't know what to tell you. Hop up on Facebook, hop up on the website, because, you know, even on the website, we have an old-fashioned, if you want to call it that, chat room. You can speak to people that are smarter than I am. You can have conversations with people that are, again, that are smarter than I am. I always love, I keep an eye on those, because during the show, you pick up stuff I don't. I know you'd like to think I'm pretty smart. Sure as I got you fooled. Anyway, you know, and you helped me move through some of the conversation. Okay, so this Saturday, or last Saturday, not this Saturday, but last Saturday, was Earth Day. Well, I thought it was called Earth Day. Apparently it's not called Earth Day. It's called, Science Affirmation Day or something. I don't know. They were out supporting science. And I live in Southern California. And in Pasadena, California, there was an event I was going to that was near where they were having one of these science days or science support parades. It wasn't a protest. It was a march, I guess. You could call it a march. I like calling things a march, so I guess that's fine. And I saw people walking up, and I really didn't know about it. I didn't know that it was going to be that big of a deal, or they were making, you know, I knew Earth Day was going to be a big deal. But I didn't see anything that really said Earth Day on it. So I don't know if they really celebrated Earth Day. Or it was whatever I believe to be Truth Day. I don't know. I have no idea. Welcome, Bruce from Ohio. Always a pleasure to know where you guys are from. So, anyhow, I'm at the red light getting ready to cross the street. I parked the car. I was walking over. And there was a bunch of people at the sidewalk waiting across, and there was a bunch of giddy girls. Say, at my age, I said it was like you think they got tickets, free tickets to a Beatle concert, right? I mean, they were all excited, and they couldn't wait to go to the march or to the whatever. And I got talking to them at the red light, you know, what is this all about, kind of thing, and they were telling me, you know, about their march to support science. And I said, well, you know, who doesn't support science? Of course science is supported. Now, I knew where I was going to go with all this. I had it all in my head. I was hoping they would engage me or one of the older people who actually had some smirks on their face. at the light when the kids started engaging me where I was going to go with this. So these young girls were telling me how, you know, some people don't believe in science. Some religious people don't believe in science. And I made a comment at one point in time. I said, well, you know, I'm a religious person, as you put it. I believe in science. Now, again, as you know, if you've listened to the show for any period of time, this is an easy one for me. I don't have to think this that long. And they were like, really, really? Oh, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. I said, yeah, I just don't believe that science created God. I believe that God created science. I said, it's because God decided that two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen would create water is why that creates water, not science, not the other way around. And you would have thought I told them that somebody shot the band and that the concert had been canceled. They were not happy about what I had to say. So, you know, again, it's one of those things. Those kids have been indoctrinated, and indoctrinated big time. And I know some of you guys on the left, you know, you think this is all cool and good and everything's fine. But what's it really doing for them? You know, you talk about the truth of the day. You talk about, you know, how science prevails in all of this. But you're not being honest about it. Come on, you're really not being honest about it. And I say that because if you would simply do, as I told these young ladies before the light turned green, I said, look, don't believe me about any of this stuff. Why don't you go look up the original Earth Day and why they did it and what they were trying to accomplish and ultimately what happened? You know, some of you know, I don't know if you do. Maybe you don't. You know, you shouldn't make fun of it either unless you know about it. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't. Because then we're no different than they are, right? So, you know, Earth Day started back in 1970. They wanted to bring awareness to what damage humans were doing to the planet. Right? The planet that had been here for billions of years, somehow we were ripping apart in a very short period of time. Now, this movement led to the making of that demonic EPA, you know, that Environmental Protection Agency. I say demonic not because I don't think that, you know, there's some jerks out there that would do everything. They don't care about the Earth. They don't care about where they live. And they will ruin their surroundings. I say demonic because of how heavy-handed they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
American made. They all need to be American. Okay? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff that you could do up in the website. So I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know that there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to and watching. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. All right. I want you to head up my website, buy my stuff, help me stay on the air. You know, you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I've got shirts that say Hashtag stand on them. I want you to stand for what you believe. Stand up for liberty. Stand up for the things that we know. We know. We don't think. We know. Make America great. Please do that. All right? But because I talk too much, I want to make sure I get this story out. Because this is a big deal. We're going to post this up on the website later. But, you know, last Saturday was Earth Day or Science Affirmation Day or whatever they were calling it. They got a different name for it now. I can't keep up with them. I guess when things don't really fall in line for them, they just start switching names. So during the break, I was railing on the EPA or just before. And like I said, there are companies out there that are jerks. And somebody needs to hold them accountable and, you know, and find their butts. But look, a lot of them are not. And the EPA comes at it with a Gestapo-type attitude. And they hurt many businesses because they don't give people time to change things when they make an honest mistake. Now, Earth Day was turned into a march for science this last Saturday. And when I heard that, I was like, what? What do you mean march for science? What does that mean? And I told you earlier, I was in Pasadena, and I talked to that group of young ladies at the crosswalk at the light, waiting for the change. Just really threw them, you know, I don't know if any of you, what's that movie, the British movie? You know, the one with the girls that their heads blew up? Austin Powers. Austin Powers, right? There's that one scene.
They were fembots.
They were fembots. Oh, good. So these fembots that were at the red light, I'm telling you, I locked them up. They needed to be rebooted when I left because I left them with a thought they didn't know what to do with it. You know how that dog looks at you when it hears a high-pitched squeal and it's kind of looking at you like, what is that? That's how they were looking at me. So, you know, you tell them, get informed, right? Go look. Check out what your whole global warming, cooling, climate change thing is all about. And, you know, in the Old Testament, when people predicted things, when so-called prophets predicted things, they were stoned to death if they got them wrong. Because basically they were saying it was from God. Well, today people treat science, the people on the left anyway, they treat science like God. So if you're going to treat science like God, then guess what? Yep. And if it didn't that might, so it's like 13 years ago on Saturday, Al Gore predicted in front of a German audience that the North Polar ice cap would be completely ice-free in 5 years. How's that working out? No, seriously, how's that working out? And that the entire North polarized cap will disappear in 5 years. Now, for those of you who can't count well, right? He said it would happen in 5 years, and that was 13 years ago. So I don't, you know, at what point in time do we get to hold their feet to the fire? At what point in time do we get to say to them, you know, you guys, we can't, I mean, if this is science, and don't give me this stuff, this is what they're afraid of. If they come out and they say, well, you know, science is not exact, and there's, you know, variations, and there's things that we need to fix, then everything they have, to a big degree, falls apart. And I'm loving this stuff, because I would love to get one of them on the show with me to tell me how it's okay for the last 40-plus years to be all over the place and not hit one of your marks, and how that means we're supposed... You fed these young people that science is an absolute, but not your science. No. Just look at your predictions. When that didn't work out, he predicted it again in 2009. Some of the models suggested that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during the summer months could be completely ice-free. I'm waiting. I don't want it to happen. Nothing. They have missed this mark every time. When something as important as global warming, cooling, climate change, which I lovingly refer to as GWCCC, You would think we would want accuracy, you know, real numbers. Wouldn't that be cool? Now, for someone who's been leading this war, Mr. Al Gore has gotten it wrong every time. You know, if this was a real war, how many times would he have been taken captive by this point? What do you think? Right? Thank God he wasn't leading us in the Civil War or the Revolutionary War. We'd all be speaking the Queen's English. And you guys keep following him. You follow him. I mean, he's like your Lord and Savior. You don't care. And you follow him right off the cliff. And there's nothing he could do for you. And then Al Gore got together with the UN. You know those United Nuts? They were made for each other, aren't they? The UN raised the alarm. They started screaming from mountaintops that we have less than a decade to save the planet. I don't know what a decade is. Apparently they don't either. I don't have a clue. The San Jose Mercury News reported back in June 30th of 1989, if you have to take off your shoes to count back that far, that's fine, that senior environmental official at the United Nations, Noel Brown, says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by raising sea level or rising sea levels if global warming is not reversed by the year 2000. Well, we've done nothing to reverse global warming. They'll tell you that. I think the year 2000, maybe he meant the year 3000. Maybe it was a miscalculation. Nothing. Nothing was done before the year 2000 to even think about what to do about global warming. Do you know the one minor volcanic eruption puts as, puts as much CO2 in the air, and now one eruption that if we took every vehicle on this planet and ran it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 10,000 years. There's one. Can we get karma credits for Mother Nature? You think she'd participate? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah. It helps when you press the button, I guess. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation, seriously. You know, if I'm sitting here talking to myself, and then if you get involved in the conversation, you can just live chat room up at therealside.com. There's also, live feed on Facebook for the show, and there's people there you can talk to as well, smarter people than myself. And don't just sit there and veg. Get involved in the conversation. I used to like yelling at the radio. They really can't yell at you for just yelling at the radio. But it's, you got to get engaged. You just got to get engaged. So, let me see. I was talking about global climate warming cooling change day. And how has the left sold this to so many people? How has the left sold to so many people how this is all true? How bad it is? How dire it is? And since 1970, they've been using the same time frame for total destruction. 5 years, 7 years, 9 years, and it's all over. Well, is it? No, seriously, is it? Because we're still here. Right? The United Nations' Noel Brown said back in the year 2000, well, he said the sea levels would rise if global warming was not reversed by the year 2000. Nothing was reversed by the year 2000. It wasn't even a serious blip on the radar for countries in the year 2000. We're still here. Lots of the world is still here. We're still growing. The world population is still rising. We're actually putting out, well, I'll get to that. Anyhow, and the only nations wiped out are those that were taken over by the Russians or ISIS. So, these guys, you need to get your facts straight. Now, 28 years later, they're still selling it. And you're still buying it. Not the smart people here. But there's a lot of you that are still buying it. And they don't even say they made a mistake. The data was bad, or they miscalculated, or whatever. Nothing. They just truck forward like nothing was wrong. They're all right. You just need to listen to them. George Monbiot, another environmentalist, said that because we won't fix this issue, that within 10 years, farming worldwide would only be able to feed either animals or humans, but not both. So in 2002, the worldwide numbers of people that went underfed were around 930 million. In 2014, you know, because, you know, we didn't fix the issue, so we should all be dying now, right? In 2014, that number dropped to 805 million. So it went down, not up. Now, you know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I think more people are eating enough food. And look at us here in America. We're eating enough food for, what is that, 360 million, 350 million people in this country? I think we're eating enough food for 900 million people. We'd probably throw away enough food for another 400 million. So, nah, don't think food's an issue. And you still, some of you, are still giving them money to fight global warming. Or climate change, or whatever the heck they're calling it this week. I don't know. It must be Common Core math or something. We need to check the numbers out and forget the UN. Another UN golden boy. I can't even pronounce this guy. It looks like it's Rashenda Pashuri. The former head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change said, if we don't make changes within the next 3 years, it'll be too late. There'll be nothing we can do to reverse it. That was 2007. By 2012, we had still done nothing. So it must be too late. You know, maybe this is the Matrix. Maybe the Matrix is too true. We're in an altered reality, and the world has been destroyed, but the computer never stopped moving. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even watch the Matrix, but I know it's supposed to be kind of like that. So 2007, 3 years we had. I don't even have to take off my shoes for that one. That would have been 2010. That it wasn't too late by, and everything should be coming to a grinding halt. It's 7 years later, and I'm still waiting. And we're still waiting for a real plan, right? What's the plan to fix everything? It's just like all these carbon credits. State of California has charged companies because they release, I guess they release too many particles that dirty the air. So they have to be charged. And they've been charged to, I think it's $1.2 billion. And the money's sitting in the account. Well, it's probably not sitting in the account. It's probably a number that looks like it's sitting in the account. But the number's sitting in the account. And you know what? What are they doing with it? How do you scrub air? What are you going to clean? Are they putting in an R&D for new type of equipment to put less pollution? They're not talking about it if they are. And Mr. Pashuri, who was the leading, that means like the top guy, climate change scientist for the UN, was more interested in chasing women around his office than taking care of the too late issue, if you know what I mean. He had to resign due to sexual harassment charges at the UN. I guess technically that was too late. He couldn't stop before he got fired. Prince Charles weighed in back in July of 2009. He said, irretrievable climate and ecosystem collapse and all that goes with it. He went on to say the experts had told him that we had about 26 months before an utter catastrophe. That was in September 2011. Now, with the exception of that little pesky attack on the Twin Towers, there were no utter natural catastrophes. In 2009, UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown said, there's only 50 days left to take action, or global warming will be irreversible. Now, that's the fourth time that it would be irreversible. There was no turning back. It was too late. I'm still here. Maybe the rest of you aren't, but I'm still here. In my little world, that suits me just fine. There was no plan B. There was no, you know, they always talk about turning it around, but they never really tell you what you need to do to turn it around. You need to use less fuel. We got to come up with new energy. So if we got to come up with new green energy or better ways to, we can't burn fossil fuels anymore, how do you fix that in 4 months, 6 months, 3 months, 90 days, 50 days? You can't. Unless everybody just stops driving their cars. Tell Al Gore to stop using his plane. See how that works out. And remember the climate treaty of 2009, world leaders came together again to save the world. At the time, Canadian Prime Minister and Green Party leader said, the Earth has a long time, humanity does not. We need to act urgently. We no longer have decades, we have hours. Now, in all fairness, he didn't actually say hours, you know. And he didn't say how many hours. I mean, that's a relative term, right? When Obama was elected, many said that he had only 4 years to save the world. What a powerful man. He had total control of the government those first couple of years. He did nothing. He did nothing to deal with climate change. UN Foundation President Tim Worth said Obama's second term was the last window. Do you know all these last windows we've had? Last chances. Things are irreversible. Last chance we have anything to approach 2 degrees centigrade. If we don't do it now, we're committing the world to a drastically different place. So technically, if we've passed all these dates and it's irreversible and we can't change it and it's over, then why do we even bother anymore? We can't fix it. Right? Oh... 2014, France's foreign minister said, hey, we have only 2014. Come on, I don't want you to work too hard on this. We only have 500 days to act to avoid a climate chaos. As they say in baseball, swung on and missed. You see, his meeting was in May of 2014. The Paris climate change meeting happened again in December, the big one. Remember the climate accord or whatever it was called in 2016? That was over 3 years ago, right? Not the 16 one. I can count. And still no major calamity, right? I'm waiting. Where is this calamity? We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm just trying to understand. So if there's any of you geniuses out there that understand this stuff, I would love to know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. I'll be back in a minute.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with
the... I'm just enjoying the music. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, and being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate you also being engaged and involved there as well. So I know sometimes I get emails from you guys, you get a little irritated with me for beating something to death, but I don't believe that this is being beat to death. So, you know, I'm gonna go sideways here for a second. All right. So some of you know that I have Rick Trader from Conservative Commandos on the show from time to time, and we all cross post. We help each other out in Facebook and other places. And I've been telling you for a week now how the conservatives are getting the crap kicked out of them on social media. And I, you know, like I say, every night we all share each other's stuff when we can, or every day. And Rick is telling me that he can't share the show. that it's not allowing him to post it up. And we've run into the same problem. And even among the sites and the pages that we're on, sometimes we get a pushback. They don't come up. They come up 20 minutes after you post them. It's just nuts, and it's got to stop. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855 Real Joe. Martin from Vegas, so glad that you're with us. I really do appreciate when you guys tune in. Let me know where you're from, and if I can see it and I catch it, I do it. Louisa from Dallas, Texas, thank you also for joining us. I don't know, Jerry, are you saying hi, or are you saying you're from Hawaii? I don't know. Jeffrey from West Virginia. Scott from Hawaii. Spell it out. I'm not that smart, guys. Scott from Diana from Texas. Wow, a lot of people from Texas on tonight. You guys must be really bored. But I do appreciate you tuning in. I do appreciate the time that you're, again, spending with me on the air. And being involved and engaged. Look, be engaged. I get a kick out of some of the stuff you guys say. Some of the stuff that I don't catch. But again, back to the show, if you would. Oh, I probably should put up the live shot, should you? All right. So Saturday was, I guess it was a Global Warming Cooling Science Advocation Association Appreciation Day. To me, it was Saturday, as it is usually. And so I've been going through for the last hour. I didn't plan on doing a whole hour on this. I didn't. So I'm sorry for some of you I'm making crazy. But really, there have been so much misinformation, so many miscalculations on what was supposed to take place on Global Warming Cooling Day. And I don't know why you guys keep letting them get away with it. I just don't understand it. Like I said, in the Old Testament, they would stone prophets to death when they got these things wrong. So I just went through a whole list of things. Four times we were told that climate change or the damage to the planet would be irreversible if we didn't move. I mean, as little as 90 days and as many as 5 years. And in those time periods, we did nothing, absolutely nothing, according to these experts, to change anything. And we're still here. Yeah, the Earth is still here. We're still here. Two-thirds of us weren't wiped out. Two-thirds of the crops across the world were not killed. We're still feeding people. There wasn't going to be enough food to feed people and cattle. Remember that? Now we have less people starving to death. We have more obese people in America than ever before. And we're feeding cattle and humans. So these guys, their batting average has been, I don't know much about sports, so bear with me. Their batting average has been 1,000%. They've been wrong 1,000% of the time. And I recently saw, I'll talk about that for you. Anyway, so even after all of this, you guys on the left, you still go marching on Saturday, you know, you're talking about, science. And I told you about that group of young ladies that I know that I just shut down mentally. They didn't know what to do with me. And the only thing they could do was walk away from that conversation and believe me to be a liar. That was it. They couldn't walk away with anything else, right? I mean, come on. Otherwise, they'd have to change their way of thinking about, right-wing Bible-thumping white guys. And the UN and, the major calamity we're supposed to be having, the UN, and they've been throwing, other groups, too, throw the same mantra at us for years, act now or else. Many times we haven't acted now, and the or else has not happened yet. Not even a minor catastrophe. Now, we've had catastrophes in California because of weather. But you know what? It's because they blew our tax money. They didn't fix the roads like they were supposed to. Nothing to do with Mother Nature. And I think it's hilarious. Look. They predicted, the reason they didn't spend money fixing the dams is because they predicted we would be in a permanent drought for at least for the next 50 years. And they're so good at predicting this stuff that guess what? We had major rainstorms like we haven't seen in 50 years. That's how good they are at this stuff. Aren't they wonderful? They said we'd be covered in snow and ice and much of the U.S. would be uninhabitable. That was one of the 70s forecasts. And now they're telling us that we're having some of the warmest weather we've had in 200 years. Although nobody's really been tracking it for 200 years, but okay. They blew it. Time to stone them. Then when they told us that it was now global warming, it was no longer global cooling, and that New York would be covered with over 50 feet of water, and there would be no ice at the polar ice caps, and there'd be nobody able to inhabit New York. Another swing and a miss. Strike three, you're out of there. I mean, what is with these people? So let's rename it climate change, right? Yeah. So we beat global cooling. We beat global warming. But apparently we did such a good job, we threw the planet into climate change. So now we don't even have to worry about accuracy, because what does that really mean? From now on, everything that happens in the weather world is due to climate change. Less hurricanes? Climate change. More hurricanes? Climate change. Snow in June? It's that climate change. How about the flood in June? That's pesky climate change. Rearing its ugly head. Less earthquakes? Climate change. More earthquakes? Climate change. Oh, God. Oh, that's like the not me ghost. Have you guys got the not me ghost in your house? See, if you have kids, you have the not me ghost, right? Every time something goes wrong, something's left out, right? Something's flooded. Hey, who didn't take the garbage out, right? You got four kids, all four of them go, not me. Well, apparently not me was all over the place, and we could never catch him to punish him for anything. Well, let me help you. You're making Al Gore and others very rich. Really, you people on the left, you hate rich people, you hate the 1%, and you feed the 1%. You allow them to take advantage of you. You allow them to pull the wool over your eyes. You allow Al Gore. I mean, the man was a congressman, for God's sakes. And now he's a multimillionaire. You've made Al Gore and others very rich. It was recently reported that in the 200 years that we've been tracking Earth's temperature, or trying to, or pseudo, the temperature's increased, you ready for this, by 0.8 degrees. Oh, my God. Quick, get the buckets. We'll be flooded soon. 0.8 degrees. Not enough for the scientists to even raise an eyebrow. So it seems that the Earth continues on its natural 5 billion-year cycle, just as it always has. So can you do us a favor? Stop issuing the fake news. I mean, I know you got a group out there that thinks you're all right, makes them feel good. We're saving the planet. And for my Christian friends, really? Really? Some of you skip church to go do this. Really? So please stop issuing the false news by someone who's made millions off of his climate fear-mongering. And, you know, that self-identified science guy. You might as well get science reports from Bozo the Clown. This is crazy. And again, as I always like to say before the show ends, long live Nancy Pelosi. I'm serious. We should pray for her on a regular basis. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, man, you know, please stay healthy. Please go to the doctor on a regular basis, because as long as you guys are around, as long as you're part of your party, the Republican Party, good, bad, or indifferent, are going to be in control for a long time. Even Nancy Pelosi ran out the other day when the head of the DNC said that if you're not pro-choice, you need to leave the party. The party is not for you. I loved it. And she scrambled out there. Didn't even look like she brushed her hair. Ran out there and said, no, he was wrong. So good luck to them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We are here all week. Hopefully you'll be with us. Tell your friends, your loved ones about the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. Buy something. Have a great rest of the day.